says vaccine buses will now
Love
be headed
talk
to
radio.
To try and get more people vaccinated. Republicans are blasting Dr. Anthony Fauci after emails reveal he was warned COVID could have been engineered. Among the emails released by the Washington Post and BuzzFeed, an expert from the Scripps Research Institute told Fauci in 2020 there are signs the virus could have been made in a laboratory. In the early stages of the pandemic, Fauci downplayed that theory and instead theorized it naturally evolved. After the emails were released, Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky tweeted, "Told you," followed by hashtag Fire Fauci. The labor market appears to be on the road to recovery as fewer Americans are applying for first-time unemployment benefits. Numbers out today from the Labor Department show 385,000 applications received last week, which is down from the previous week's 405,000. It's also better than the 393,000 most analysts had been expecting. This also marks the first time initial jobless claims have dipped below 400,000 since the early days of the pandemic. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Shelley Flakes with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. If you own firearms, it's your responsibility to make sure they're always stored safely. Hiding them in a closet or drawer is not enough. Kids know where they are. Research shows the risk of injury and death is lower if guns are stored unloaded and locked up, with the ammunition locked in a separate place. This is important when children are young, as well as when they grow into teenagers. For more, talk with your pediatrician or visit healthychildren.org.
And let's go ahead and take a look now to all Twitter top weather outlook for Thursday. Mostly sunny skies today. High temperatures a little cooler than yesterday. Highs around 74, 75. Also a little bit of wind out of the west at 6 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies. Low temperatures back down to about 53. Friday, after those clouds burn off, more sunshine again expected. High temperatures still declining around 70. And because of that, the new front moving in Friday night, mostly clouds and rain showers expected. Lows down to about 52. For the weekend, clouds and rain expected. Temperatures in the low 60s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
And welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, but I hope I'm not disappointing you by telling you she's not with us today. And I'm Richard Lawrence, and I have the great honor of trying to fill her seat on Transformation Talk Radio, also broadcasting live on KKNW, 1150 AM in Seattle. But I'm actually speaking to you all from London, and I had the great pleasure of speaking to Dr. Pat only last week on this particular show, and I must say it was a fantastic experience because I've done literally thousands of interviews in various parts of the world, especially in Britain, but also all over in America and elsewhere. And I must say it's quite unusual to be interviewed by somebody who really bothers to research what they're talking to you about. And Dr. Pat certainly did that, and it was, as I say, a real pleasure, and I'm very delighted to be filling in for her as best I can today. We were talking then, of course, about contacts with the gods from space. That was last week. But I'm the host of the Spiritual Freedom Show, which broadcasts on Transformation Talk Radio. In fact, we're broadcasting on the first and third Saturdays of the month at 12 noon, so it's coming up in 2 days, so please do listen to the Spiritual Freedom Show, and we're going to be going into an interesting topic, which is karma, but particularly, I'll correct myself, it's Kundalini, I should have said there, and service, and how they're linked together. Kundalini is an ancient mystical concept. You may have heard of it, you may not have heard of it. Lots of thousands and thousands of words have been written about it. Not all of them, I believe, correct. Not all of them, I believe, safe, actually. But nevertheless, It's a fascinating topic, but the main thrust of our show on Saturday at 12 noon is going to be service to others, and that's something we can all do. So please join us then. But today actually, we're going to talk about karma. And I'm going to be joined, by the way, by the producer of the Spiritual Freedom Show, a good friend of mine, Darren Ball. And he's going to be joining us from time to time during this hour. And he's going to be, among other things, firing some questions at me, which I must tell you now, I don't know what they're going to be. I have no idea what they're going to be. Darren actually manages some of our websites and also, as I say, produces the show and gets dozens of questions every week coming in about spiritual matters. And mainly, actually, are you there, by the way, Darren? Let me introduce you straight away. Hi, Darren. Welcome to the show. And is it true to say that all these questions that you get, quite a few of them are from people who are quite new to spiritual things?
Definitely, yes. But the whole spectrum, in fact, because I think not only do people discover our teachings at the beginning of their spiritual journey, but many people have been searching for years, you know, through all sorts of different schools and mystic teachings. They come across their Aetherius Society and bam, you know, something that really, really resonates with them.
Yeah, and of course the Aetherius Society is the organization to which, of which I'm secretary, and Darren's a key staff member there, and we'll be talking more about that as we progress as well. But today's show, we're calling it Richard Lawrence Talks Spirituality, and that's, I believe, a very, very much needed thing, because, you know, there's lots of emphasis upon mental health, there's lots of emphasis upon physical health, but there's not too much emphasis upon spiritual health, is there, in the world? And yet spiritual health, I would say, and I think I know Darren's going to agree with me, is even more important than the other things I mentioned. But again, you know, people talk about sexual repression and the damage that can do, but they don't talk about soul repression and the great damage that can do. So today we're going to be focused on, we're going to try and restore the balance of it. We're going to talk about spirituality and its importance in various forms. And we're going to start off with karma because it's so misunderstood. It's a very, very misunderstood topic. I've written, I think it's 12 books now, and they've appeared in something like 10 languages, I believe. And of all the books I wrote, one of them was an international bestseller, but the second most popular of them all was the book on karma that I wrote, which I don't think is in print, actually. I think you have to go to Italy to get that now in Italian. But it was, you know, something that really touched a chord, because I think it's something that people resonate to, Darren. I think people just instinctively know there's a force out there and something is at work.
I completely agree. And I think even if it was something that was consciously taught throughout our schools and our societies, it would transform the world that we live in.
Yeah. So we're going to be looking at that, and we're going to be looking at, you know, something else about karma that people always think it's bad. They say, oh, I'm getting some karma, better watch out, and all that type of thing. And, oh, dear, you've got some karma coming to you, by which people mean punishment, revenge. But karma's a wonderful thing. It's a good thing. It's a liberating thing. It's a divine thing. It's the most spiritual of things. So I'm looking forward very much to getting onto that. The other thing we're going to really tackle is something I personally campaigned on for over 40 years, actually. And you might not think, well, this is spiritual. You might think, what's this got to do with spirituality? But I'm going to try and tell you exactly what it's got to do with spirituality, if I can. And that is the thing which is in the news every day at the moment. In fact, I noticed a big story just came out in the New York Times with President Obama did a podcast there, and that's UFOs and the coming release of information about UFOs by the Pentagon this month. I'll be telling you all about that and also what its spiritual significance is and what President Obama said about it. And he gave two predictions, actually, and one of them concerned defense, and you know, the build-up of weapons on this earth, and the other concerned religion. So let's hang on to that, and let's see if there's any truth in what he said, and let's see what this really means, particularly from a spiritual point of view. because they definitely exist, by the way. And I'm glad you, if you didn't know that, then you, it's worth tuning in today. It's not a game. It's not an invention by Hollywood. There's plenty of invention in Hollywood, but this is a real phenomenon. And that's something that the Aetherius Society, which Darren mentioned there, has stated since it was founded in 1955. I mean, I've been secretary of the Aetherius Society since 1979 in Europe. We're the oldest international UFO organization. I found one organization only that's actually older than us, that I've managed to track down anyway, and that I think is in Clevedon, and that's a local UFO society or spotting society or something. But internationally speaking, no one has campaigned more for longer on this worldwide than the Aetherius Society. So I think we're in a very strong position now when governments are finally admitting it's true, folks. Yes, okay, we lied to you. They do exist for us to be there and to look at what really matters, you know, which isn't some craft, actually. It's who are they? What is their plan? What sort of intelligences are they? Are they friendly? That we can definitely answer. So that'll be coming up in the show. And I'm going to just, I think it's nice to focus on a spiritual hero, because for so many figures, spiritual figures that we all think of, and rightly so, I'm thinking of Jesus, I'm thinking of Buddha, Sri Krishna, Moses perhaps, and others. But there are some figures that aren't so well known and may not be in the league of those intelligences I've just mentioned, but did make a great contribution. And we're going to look at somebody called Madame Helena Blavatsky. Some of you have heard that name probably. Some of you, I'm sure, haven't. And it'll be a pleasure just to spend a few minutes telling you who she was, what she did, why she's important. And we'll be doing that as well. So, as I say, Darren, throughout the show, is going to be throwing some questions my way, which I don't know what they are. I think it's much better not to know what they are, because then it's more spontaneous and it's real, and it's not all prepared. And as Darren mentioned there, you get lots of questions, don't you, Darren? You from all sorts of people on all sorts
That's
of
right.
So you know the kind of things that people are asking. And by the way, feel free to contact Darren. What's the best address for people to contact you at, Darren?
Oh, yeah. That's right. If we want to get a spiritual freedom at richardlawrence.co.uk, that's the main place that we receive questions that we read out on the show, actually. And that's a great way to hear that answer from Richard. And also, if you've got a story or an experience to share, we'd love to share those too.
And we'll always answer your questions if we possibly can. If we can't, we'll tell you. But anyway, we've got time now, I think, before the break, for one question, if you would, please. Darren.
Yeah, as I say, one of the things we do on that show, you know, is inviting people to write in with their questions, yes, but also their stories and experiences, and so we can read them on the air, and I love that, because I remember how much it meant to me when I was in the beginning of my spiritual path to just know that I wasn't alone in that quest, and even though it felt like, you know, as I'm sure many people can resonate with, I'm swimming against this tide of ordinary life. So I thought this person's question really resonated in that vein, and they asked as following. My quest is to seek answers to life. The daily habitual routine we call living cannot be all there is to life. The habitual routine we accept as the norm feels empty and dead to me. I need more. I need to feel connected to the energy source of the universe. Please help me with my quest so that I can start living again. And I thought, Richard, you might be able to give them something about how they may start.
I'd absolutely love to. I just don't know whether I've got time to do it before the break. I think our producer, Benny Mathers, and Jacob are waiting to go to a break. So perhaps I'd better hold it over till after the break, and we'll all try and remember that question. You know, what is it that can really give a meaning to your life rather than just ticking over and just, you know, getting into some kind of a routine? So can we go to the break now, and then I'll come back with the answer.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com.
How do you feel?
Just okay.
Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with the Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self. Every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Welcome to Light Body Wisdom with internationally known light body whisperer, Grace Holm. She will make you laugh and yawn as you release lifetimes of trauma and begin to feel much lighter. Your divine gifts may be activated, allowing you to weave light into the fabric of the world. Are you ready to be your own light and shine? For more information about Grace, visit GraceGHolm.com. That's GraceGHolm.com.
Very good choice, may I say. Spirit in the sky, great one. And welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm Richard Lawrence, talking spirituality, filling in for Dr. Pat today. And very, very happy to be doing so and talking to you all on Transformation Talk Radio. And we had a question just before the break, which Darren kindly came up with. Darren has so many questions up his sleeve. I'm surprised you can put your shirts on, Darren, because you've got so many questions. But this one was a really good one, and it was someone who wanted to know, they had a sort of empty feeling. I've come across this before, you know, people who, they sort of tick every box, they've got their life in order, they've got their job going, they've got their, perhaps a nice family, they've got things, you know, everything, they seem enough money, but it still doesn't hit the spot for them. And there's a certain emptiness, and I think a lot of us can relate to that. And this person's even asking, be connected to the energy sources of the universe, which is a fantastic thing to want to do. And the really good news I can give you, I don't think you're going to be hearing this probably on any other radio show today, I don't know, around the world, and hopefully you are, but I can certainly tell you, yes, you can connect to the energy of the universe. We can all do it. We can all do it all the time. In fact, we do it all the time, but we may not realize it. And I think the thing is to really, it goes perfectly with the theme of this program, Darren, because it shows that that spiritual aspect is missing, and that can lead to all sorts of frustration in people's life. The other thing I would throw in, which is very related to our topic that we're kind of just about to discuss, namely karma, is service to others. And that's the key. I talked about the fact that people think that karma is a bad thing, that it's, oh dear, you're going to get some karma, better watch out. And this is the sort of talk you get. And some people are very ironic about it, and some people don't take it very seriously, but others really do. Actually, karma is a good thing. That's the thing to really remember. That's the good news. That's the wonderful fact. Karma is good. It's there to help us. It's a divine force. It's not there to punish us. It is there to teach us. And that can be tough at times. But it doesn't have to be looked at that way. It can be a very liberating thing. And we can not only create what you might call bad karma by our wrong actions, our selfishness, our, we know all those things, jealousy, greed, etc., etc. But we can create good karma. And the simplest way to do that is through service to others. And coming back to the question of we can all serve. Some people think, well, what can I do? You know, I'm here, I am. Maybe I'm in lockdown somewhere in the world. I can't. What can I actually do? Well, you can do a lot because you can connect to the energy of the universe through visualization. You can visualize white light. And I say white light because white contains all the colors of the spectrum. And you're visualizing total energy. When you visualize white light and you bring this down through you, out through you, and you send it to others, you raise the hands, and you send it out to others. You can say a prayer if you like. You can say a healing. You can get far more information about this from us because I'm just really giving you a very sketchy example of it. One place you can find it is one of our websites, 12blessings.org. I think it's one of the best places to go, and Aetherius.org as well, Darren. Both those, Aetherius.org, will tell you how to send energy out to the world, and that makes an enormous difference.
Yeah, absolutely. At 12 Blessings as well, we have the introductory videos that will show you how you can use this practice and the types of experiences that you can start to have, which will prove to you beyond any doubt that spiritual energy is real.
Yeah, I mean, I was talking to someone today, actually, earlier today, who hosts a radio, big radio show in the UK, and which I've had the pleasure to go on a few times. But he has cancer, and he has some tumors, and I won't go into how many, not for me to say. But he told me he had a test recently, and we've been, the Aetherius Society, and I'm not suggesting it's all because of us. I don't know. There could be others, too. But we certainly have been sending him a lot of healing. And he told me that all those tumors that he has have all diminished since he last went for a check, which is not what was expected at all. So this is, I'm not going to say that you're guaranteed to be cured or anything like that. Can happen. May not happen quite that dramatically, but it will certainly help. And you can send it out, and you can create. There's so many ways to serve and so many ways that you can create good karma. One thing I must say, though, those of you who are as old as I am, or you probably remember a song, actually it's a well-known song now, I think, but by John Lennon called Instant Karma. And that is, I'm sure he was being ironic, probably, I assume, but it's not necessarily instant. It can be. Strangely, you can do something, and I've seen this done. Actually, I've seen people go in to give healing who weren't very well at all. They went in to help somebody else who was even more poorly than they were, and by the end, they too felt better. So it can seem to happen very, very quickly indeed, but it won't necessarily happen. It can take time. It can happen over minutes. It can happen over years. It can happen over lives. Karma is working all the time. Actually, to be fair on John Lennon, although he was wrong on that point, I think he was clever, but wrong, I think, there was another great saying he had, and I've got to try and... life is what happens when you're busy making other plans. Now, there's a great statement that he made in one of his other songs, and that's true, too. All the time, we are creating karma. All the time, we are changing things for better or for worse, and we're changing our own destiny. And one thing about Dr. George King, who was my teacher, who founded the Aetherius Society, who was, I believe, a very, very great master of yoga and an extremely enlightened intelligence. I'd call him an intelligence. He was, and I knew him very, very well. I spoke to him every day for probably 20 years, pretty much. But he was an absolutely outstanding individual. But he always stressed that we can manipulate our own karma, not manipulate anyone else, no, but manipulate our own karma. We can take it in hand. We have control over it. And he always said that of all the yogas, and he practiced several yogas and mastered several yogas, the greatest by far, and this is not what you'll find in ancient writings, is karma yoga. Matter of fact, on Saturday, 12 noon, on Transformation Talk Radio is the Spiritual Freedom Show, and we're going to be talking a lot about service and how it can lead, actually, to your own development as well. And it really does lead to your own development. It, you know, there are various sayings for karma. Probably the most famous is, as you sow, so shall you reap. Another one, what goes around comes around. And it really, really does work. But I'd like to go to you, Darren, now, because perhaps you have another humdinger of a question that you can throw our way.
Well, since you've introduced this topic of karma, actually, I remember some years ago I was leading a meetup group in a practice that we do virtually every day in the Theory Study called the 12 Blessings. And I remember afterwards, you know, as we would, we'd be talking about spiritual topics. And I remember distinctly one evening we were talking about helping others, and this topic of karma came up. And I think it really epitomized for me some of the, you know, kind of the different thoughts and some of the confusion even around this topic. And basically what we were discussing as follows. If people get what they deserve and there's someone who's suffering, why should I interfere with their karma by helping them?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Well, I've come across that. And you've even, I'm sorry to say, had certain movements in, well, I won't pick out a country, but in Asia, that have even encouraged that you shouldn't interfere with people's karma. And the answer is you should always try to serve, because you could be the karmic agent to help that person. Karma has to work through people, through things, through events. And if they're not meant to be helped, don't worry. I mean, it won't work, you know, but you should still try. But that might be the very moment where you are called upon and everything is right and you're the karmic agent. So always serve, always try and help, and certainly don't let that idea really stop you, that you might be somehow getting in the way of their karma. You're there to help as far as you possibly can, and you'll help them. And the other thing is, of course, by helping them, what goes around comes around. As you sow, so shall you reap. You will be helped as well. You shouldn't do it for that reason, of course. You should do it to help them and not because you're going to get anything from it. But it's just in the back of your mind, you can know that you will be what Dr. King called manipulating your own karma for the good. And that really will really, really work. You'll create like a positive spiral in your life, as it were. And it's a very liberating thing indeed. Have you found that yourself, Darren?
Well, I was just going to say that I wish I had I wish I'd given as good an answer as you just did on that night all those years ago.
Sure.
But I think it's a fantastic, inspiring thought. You know, I mean, these things that just don't happen to people, they happen through others, and we can be the means by which that change can manifest in that person's life. And I think it's inspiring to know that we can each play that role. You know, not just with the people around us, but even as you've just described, with sending out spiritual energy with people, strangers you may never meet, you know, anywhere in the world.
Absolutely. And just switching topics just for a moment, as the late, great Oscar Wilde once said, we're all in the gutter, but some of us are looking at the stars. So we're going to be looking at cosmic things after the break. We're going to be looking at the great revelations that are coming out on the UFO front and the spiritual significance of those. A couple of the remarks that President Obama made 2 days ago. One of the things he predicted is that new religions will pop up. That's an interesting prediction there. Is that a good thing? Well, we'll be talking about that. We'll be looking at UFOs. I'll be bringing you up to date on what's really going on the government release. And I think you're going to be fascinated, because it has a really deep spiritual significance. And over to you, Benny, for the break.
Learn how to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all.
Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformation, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or visit Susan's website at SusanDolce.com.
Imagine you are a ball of steel, smooth, small, and cool to the touch. Your life will soften you with fire. You will take hits that shape you. You will be forged into a powerful, purposeful work of art. Tune in to Forging a Life with Coach Christine Clark. Joining Dr. Pat Basile in a three-part series, Truths in the Creation of Katana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christine Clark, a gifted, engaging speaker and trainer who has forged her life in the fires of self-employment, will take you on a journey to exploring the internal, mental, and emotional blocks that stand between us and a life of significance through an analogy of the process of crafting a traditional Japanese sword, or katana. For more information about Christine, visit sunglowtransformation.com.
Fantastic. That takes me back. That's really good. Very appropriate indeed. Except that it's not instant, I have to tell you always. But great point. And here we are. It's welcome back, by the way, to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm Richard Lawrence, talking spirituality. It's a real honor for me to be filling in for Dr. Pat here on Transformation Talk Radio and KKNW 1150 AM. And how significant, Darren, that we should be broadcasting on KKNW in Seattle, because, of course, as I'm sure the listeners, many of them there, will know, that is so close, just down the road, to the first ever flying saucer sighting, which took place over Mount Rainier in Washington State, of course, where you are, and was seen by one pilot, Kenneth Arnold. In fact, the very first paragraph of my book, UFOs and the Extraterrestrial Message, is all about that event, which took place in 1947 on the 24th of June. It's not, may I stress, the first ever UFO sighting. Far, far from it. UFOs go back hundreds of years, thousands of years, countless millennia, really, because nobody knows how old the Vedic scripts, that's the Hindu scripts, like the Ramayana, the Mahabharata, are. There's lots of debates and arguments. Some people say it's 5,000 years. Some people say they were passed down orally for hundreds of thousands of years. There are different opinions out there, and they are full, jam-packed full, I would say, of Vimanas, which is a Sanskrit word which means a flying celestial vehicle. It's strange how these terms get changed. So it was flying saucers, thanks to the sighting just down the road from a lot of the listeners right now, Mount Rainier, because that's how Kenneth Arnold described it, as a saucer skipping across water. an upturned saucer, I think he said it was. I don't think flying saucer is the best ever description, but it's one that really stuck and has been used, and now it's mainly UFOs. And just recently, the American government in particular renamed it Unidentified Aerial Phenomena. Why do they do that? To try and distract our attention away from it, of course. And so now they're called UAPs. No doubt there'll be another name at some point. I'd rather call them Vimanas, I think. And by the way, let's not say just the Hindu script. The Bible is absolutely full, and I'm going to be controversial now. One of the best sightings ever recorded was, of course, the Star of Bethlehem. Stars don't hover over stables. I think we do know that. And people who saw it, we're told, were wise. So we've got to believe them. They're very credible witnesses, three wise men, and there you have definitely what we'd now call a UFO. It was actually an identified flying object, wasn't it? Because they identified it, and it identified a particular place where Jesus was born. But this is a very ancient subject indeed. Now, the government have covered this up. They've lied about it. That's not. That may sound a bit strange to you. I think one of the good things about this, and I was talking to a radio host about this today, because he's broadcast on this for a long time in the UK, as I have. I've been covering this for 40 years. And at one time, there was a stigma. You were ridiculed. You were laughed at. You could hardly say the word. But now, it is being taken seriously, and suddenly people are coming out of the woodwork, as we say in England, who've never said a word up to now. And one of those is President Obama, your previous president, if you're American listening to this, and he came out 2 days ago, and he revealed that he definitely believes in UFOs. He's absolutely certain that there's, and this was for the New York Times in a podcast. I have the transcript of the podcast. He has already revealed that UFOs are there and they have capabilities which can't be explained away. He's revealed that on late night chat shows. But now he says two things. He's made two predictions. One, that there will now be arguments, once these are revealed, these papers, for weapons to be built and for defense against this apparent threat. That's one of his predictions. I'm sure he's right. As a matter of fact, it's already happening. Already people are starting down this line. We have people in this country and in America and elsewhere starting down that line. Not all of them. It's amazing how many people have really now come out and admitted that this is a fact, that people have known about it for decades in certain cases are now coming out. It's slightly frustrating, but it's to be welcomed. It has to be welcomed. But dealing with that prediction by President Obama, I have to say he was upstaged in 1958 by an intelligence from another planet. There's quite a claim, I grant you. And that is intelligence by the name of Mars Sector 6. And this intelligence is the main feature of, actually, the Spiritual Freedom Show. In a series of teachings he later delivered called The Nine Freedoms, which I believe, to me, is the greatest set of spiritual teachings available. Not the only one. There are many great sets of spiritual teachings, by the way, on Earth. But this, to me, is the ultimate one. That's why we focus on it on that particular show. But in 1958, he stated that, first of all, eventually governments will release these things. And that's, what is that? 1958, I've got to work that out, Darren. I think that's 63 years ago.
That's right.
But also, he said that when they are released, certain government officials will try to pretend that they are hostile. And, of course, they are not hostile. That's another really good bit of news you're hearing on this radio station today. They are friendly. And it's really absurd, if you think about it, to suggest they're hostile. They've been watching us, sighted for thousands and thousands of years. Some of the things that are coming out of the U.S. Navy in particular about these craft, that they have capacities which no craft from any nation, they're not from Russia, they're not from China, and certainly not from Britain, that I can assure you. These craft have capabilities of control over gravity, of acceleration from nothing at phenomenal rates that no craft could do. They have the capacity, and this is reported by very reliable military personnel, to disappear and reappear. And one thing that's just come out in the last few days, they had the ability to move from one position to the position that an American jet was traveling in 5 seconds, which they reckon to be something like 40,000 miles an hour, and waited there until the jet got there. So A, it knew where that jet was going, and B, it got there much quicker than any craft on Earth could get there. These are some of the things that they're demonstrating that are now being admitted to. There's far more than that. It's all going to be coming out. Well, I don't think it is all going to be coming out, but some of it's going to be coming out. And it is quite amazing. But what does it say? It says that here you have very advanced intelligences with fantastic capabilities who are peaceful. I mean, we have been saying this. And before me, the Aetherius Society was saying this. In 1958, the Aetherius Society took a petition to the British government demanding the truth. I took a petition to a government led by a lady called Margaret Thatcher in 1979 demanding this truth. It's been going on, and let's hope we're on the verge of it, but let's watch out for that danger, that warning, that prediction made by Mars Sector 6 63 years ago and hinted at by President Obama 2 days ago, somewhat later, must be said, but better late than never, that some people might start now to pretend, and it is a pretense, that they are hostile when they know they aren't. If they were hostile, actually, Mars Sector 6 said it brilliantly. He said, if we were not friendly, you would not exist. It's as simple as that. It wouldn't even be difficult for them with their capabilities to get rid of us, to take over the planet. They don't want to do that. These are advanced spiritual. This is where I told you there's a spiritual aspect to this. They are spiritual intelligences who are coming here and have come here through the ages to help us. And again, to be controversial, it's our belief in the Aetherius Society that Jesus came from another planet. Hence the Star of Bethlehem. The Buddha came from another planet. The Sri Krishna came from another planet. Actually, it's a very unifying thing, this. Moses came from another planet. Lao Tse came from another planet. Confucius, Patanjali, certain of the great, not all, but certain of the great spiritual figures through history have come from other worlds to help us, because they know far better than any of us know that the spiritual solution is the only lasting solution. The other things, you know, if you look at peace deals that are made around the world, let's look at the sad situation in the Middle East. And it's been going on for over 3,000 years, let's face it. And every now and then, politicians manage to get a peace treaty. There's one right now, thank goodness. Every now and then, some, you know, people use finance to bring a certain change. But these things don't last. But if spirituality comes into play, people don't want war. They don't want to kill. There's too much love in their hearts. That's the solution. And when, as I mentioned earlier, you raise your hands and you send out white light and you feel love in your heart and you pray for other people's well-being and good health and peace, you're contributing to that love energy in the world. You're improving the karma of the world, the karma of yourself, and we're doing what these spiritual intelligences have wanted us to do. They won't interfere with us. And that brings us actually to the second prediction made by your previous president, Obama, 2 days ago to the New York Times, that he said that when UFO information is released, new religions will pop up. I would say many of the great religions have popped up, if that's the phrase, emerged, as a result of spiritual intelligences that have traveled often in UFOs or come from other worlds. The Aetherius Society certainly didn't need any UFO releases to be found either from the American government. We waited for that. It would never have been founded. It started in 1955, and we've been campaigning ever since. But he could be right. And also, I don't think it's necessary to start a new religion. I think in the case of Dr. George King, as I was telling Dr. Pat, he had contacts with the gods from space, which are completely genuine. And as I said to Dr. Pat, you don't have to take my word for that at all. Please don't take my word for it. Please investigate if you're interested. Go to aetherius.org. If you go to my website right now, actually, that's richardlawrence.co.uk, you'll see the front cover of the Cosmic Voice in 1958, which printed the fact that flying saucers are real, flying saucers are friendly, flying saucers are extraterrestrial, and your government knows this. That's blazoned on the front page in 1958 of that journal. Flying saucers, of course, the term being coined about 80 miles from Seattle. Let me come back to that again. But that was said then. We don't need particularly new religions. What we need to look at is the genuine contacts, the people who have been in contact. But where there are traditional religions, they will have to, I believe, adapt to alien existence. It changes everything. It means, well, what does it mean to the theology of any particular religion if there are planets throughout the universe and not just physical level or physical manifestations, multi-dimensional levels of existence? You could go to Mars and not see any life there other than basic vegetation, but there is life there, I believe. I mean, right now, where you are listening to this radio show, there is life, but unless you're very clairvoyant or psychic, you might not be able to see. But there is other life on other levels on this world. You only have to examine the case. I mean, I've looked into this. The best-selling book I ever wrote was called Unlock Your Psychic Powers. It's not the best book I ever wrote by far, but it was about that topic, because I've experienced it, and so have thousands of others. I would say millions of others, certainly hundreds of thousands of others around the world have had experience, have seen life beyond the physical. And there's life throughout the universe beyond the physical, higher than the physical, higher life or higher planes on higher planets. That's something I've got on my website too, a little thought there. And it's a thought which is in tune with where science is going right now, into multiverses, into dark matter, dark energy. They still don't know. I think I heard, actually, they've just recently decided that they've got it all wrong about dark matter. And they're reevaluating what dark matter is, because it's the only way they can explain the gravitational pull between various planetary bodies and the galaxies. They're reevaluating. But what they do know is there is far more matter of some kind than we can see. It's not visible to us. And this is no longer theory. This is scientific fact. And it's something that Dr. King spoke about in the 1950s. He always said that the life on other planets in this solar system is on higher levels, if you like, on spiritual levels. And you know, it could be welcomed. The reevaluate where they stand in the light of alien life on other planets. I know the Pope has said he will baptize a Martian, or is willing to. I don't think there are any Martians. I can't speak for them, who'd need that, require it, or want it. But maybe, I suppose, at least he's acknowledging something there. And in fact, to be fair, the Vatican is looking at alien life and saying there's absolutely no reason why we should be the only inhabited planet in the solar system or the world, or the universe. Of course we aren't. How could we? That's the kind of egocentricity. Let's remember, it's what, 400 years ago that the Vatican had to get Galileo to recant for saying we're not the center of the entire universe. It all revolves around us. Now we've got to stretch our minds that much further to look at spiritual life, if you want to call it that, higher life, more advanced life. So these intelligences visiting us and being documented by military personnel, There are some parts of America where they've seen UFOs every day for a year. I think it's off West Virginia coast. I think it's a coast. My geography is so bad, I couldn't be sure. But I think that's where it is. This is a universal thing that's being now accepted. And hopefully it'll be coming out. And when it does come out, we need to then turn to a contactee like Dr. George King, for example, examine him. If you want to examine others, do. I certainly don't believe all contactees are genuine. Far from it. But I'm absolutely certain that Dr. King is, from my personal knowledge and experience. But don't take my word for it, please. So, Darren, on that note, I've probably skipped over the chance for you to ask one or two questions. So please do come in now with your questions, if you have any, for our show here.
Yeah, I thought, I certainly think this is probably one that would resonate with a lot of people. I think expresses some of the different things that people are thinking and reacting to at the moment. So this person said, I would be absolutely terrified if I saw a UFO or anything related to them. At the same time, I welcome anything from another dimension that can help humanity through its current predicament. The thoughts of going off in a spacecraft, being abducted, etc., fills me with terror. Is there anything to be afraid of, though? And if we are afraid, would they be kind enough not to make themselves, be kind enough to make themselves evident in whatever form they might materialize? Or doesn't it work that way in your view?
Thank you for that question, because I think you've hit on something key there, because there is definitely an attempt to propagate fear of all kinds, and some of the abduction stories, which may be psychic apparitions which have nothing whatsoever in certain cases to do with extraterrestrials at all, go out there and, the mutilation of cattle and all sorts of stories come out designed to cause fear. And as I've warned, there's going to be an attempt to tell us they're hostile and we need to build up our arms. And there'll be plenty of arms manufacturers who would be delighted to put their energy into that theory. But the answer to the question is no. If there's anything to fear, if we weren't protected, shall we say, from any hostile aliens, at the very least protected, then we would. It would have been over a long time ago. We wouldn't stand a chance. And they're not going to come here to pick you out or some individual out and harm them. They are patiently waiting for humanity to change. It's a very positive message. I don't think you could go anywhere better than the Aetherius Society website, actually, Aetherius, AETHERIUS.org, to really look into that. And as I say, do tune into the Spiritual Freedom Show on Saturday at 12 noon. I did mention I was going to just touch on a spiritual hero of mine, and I'd like to do that if I may, and that's Madame Helena Blavatsky. I'm completely changing tack here, folks. Sorry, we've swerved in another direction, but not completely in another direction, actually, because she was talking about something different but linked, and that is Ascended Masters. Now, Madame Helena Blavatsky, if you've never heard of her, just very briefly, was a Russian divorcee. She was married to a much older man against her will, fled, ended up living in Victorian England, so we're talking well over 100 years ago now, under very, conservative and prejudicial, moralistic climate in Victorian England, and yet she radicalized spiritual thought. Among many, many thousands of people, and she was one of the founders of the Theosophical Society, she talked about ascended masters. We now are talking about cosmic masters in this show, but she was talking about intelligences such as the Lord Maitreya, such as Count Saint Germain, such as Master Kutumi, and others who are ageless, who live among us on this earth. And she received communications with them, and she put this out in a very hostile climate indeed. She was attacked, she was vilified, sometimes she still is. Many rumors have been spread against her, but yet she had the guts to say something which turned out, I believe, to be completely true. I've had the pleasure to speak at Theosophical Society headquarters in London, in Manchester, and elsewhere, and so have other people from the Aetherius Society. We're not part of that organization. But they did do some very pioneering work, and it was all started, really, by Madame Helena Blavatsky. So you'll find more about her if you're interested in looking up that particular spiritual hero. So, Darren, before we finish, perhaps you have one more question before the show ends.
Yeah, I thought this one could tie the show together in terms of our earlier discussion of karma and now what you've talked about UFOs. And this was a question from a very perceptive listener, if I might say, who asked this question. So if we are encouraged to help others as much as possible, but you also tell us that these enlightened beings from another world in our solar system can only help us so much, how come? What's the reason for that?
And that brings us back exactly, thank you for that question, to where we started, which is karma. That's a great link-up between karma and UFOs. They follow the law of karma exactly. They won't interfere with us. You know, you look at it this way. If you have children, and I don't, but I've been a school teacher, if you did their homework every night, they learn nothing at all. They will, because so far they've helped us immensely, particularly with the nuclear problem. You'll find much more about this through the Aetherius Society, but they will only go so far, because to go further would be to force us to change, to interfere us with us, to rob us of the greatest thing we have, which is our free will. It's a great thing, free will, but the purpose of free will is to give up free will. There's an irony in there, there's a paradox in there, and as we give up free will, we go to freedom, spiritual freedom, and that's the journey, as you'll find out on the Spiritual Freedom Show. So it's a very important question. Enlightened beings, includes ascended masters, very much so, and cosmic masters, they will help us so far, but they are limited by our karma, not their karma, our karma, as to how far they can go. You know, there was one of my favorite quotes was from a French novelist called Marcel Proust, and I want to share this with you because we're coming to the end of the show now, and I hope it reflects some of the things we've been discussing today in this hour about UFOs, about karma, and so on. And this is his quote from one of his works. The real voyage of discovery consists not in seeking new landscapes, but in having new eyes. I think that's great, don't you, Darren? I mean, that's it, really. It's all within us. All the answers are there. But it's how we look at them, whether it be UFOs, whether it be karma. It's not just piling up a load of study material. It's looking at it with new eyes. So I want to thank Darren Ball very much indeed for joining us on this hour. I want to thank Dr. Pat for allowing me to fill in for her and her producers. It's been a real pleasure, Benny Mathers and Jacob. This is Richard Lawrence talking spirituality on Transformation Talk Radio and KKNW 1150 AM. And don't just forget those words of Marcel Proust as we come to the end of the show. The real voyage of discovery consists not in seeking new landscapes, but in having new eyes. Thank you.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program, and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Thursday to you. Benny Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for around the sound. Starting this time over on, looks like Highway 99 northbound, just south of Mercer Street. Around milepost 33, a recent disabled vehicle partially blocking the right hand of the lane. Good thing State Patrol and DOT crews are arriving as quickly as they can to take care of that disabled vehicle. Stay tuned. Coming up next, after the news and weather, it's another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This time it's Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. She'll be opening up the phone lines this next hour for some mini angel readings. We'd love to have you. So stay tuned for those numbers coming up next after the news and weather. NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. The White House is praising ongoing progress in the fight against the coronavirus.
12 states
has 70% of adults with at least one shot.
White House COVID coordinator Jeff Zients opened a briefing by saying the pandemic is in a retreat across the U.S. However, he warned that millions of Americans are still unvaccinated and unprotected from the deadly virus. Science was pressed about ongoing vaccine skepticism in some sectors of the U.S. He again insisted the vaccines are safe and effective and said confidence in the vaccines has been growing. Free alcohol is being promoted by the White House as a reward for getting the COVID shot, but experts on addiction say that's sending the wrong message.
A beer is not as risky as COVID-19, but if you're promoting a social message that beer drinking is good, that is not helpful.
Dr. John Roach with the University of Texas Health System says promoting alcohol as a reward ignores the damage of addiction. The White House announced June as a National Month of Action, which includes a partnership with Anheuser-Busch. They'll give away beer if the nation reaches President Biden's goal to have 70% of adults vaccinated by July 4th. Vice President Harris says high-speed Internet is a lifeline that must be expanded to all Americans. Speaking at the White House, Harris announced $1 billion in funding for grants to tribal lands to develop broadband infrastructure.
It is a down payment on the work we must do. We must keep going until we connect every American household.
She said the pandemic has accelerated the digital divide and tribal communities are being left behind. Harris added that lack of reliable Internet access has resulted in a lack of reliable services such as education and health care. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is again urging both the United States and Canadian governments to reopen the border between the two countries. Schumer has said the ongoing shutdown is hurting New York's economy. The border is expected to remain closed until at least June 21st. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Shelley Place with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Kids are full of energy, but keeping them active in their teen years can be a challenge. Aim for an hour of physical activity every day. If they like sports, that's a great place to start. Keep the focus on fun, not winning, and encourage your child to do a variety of activities. If your child isn't meeting that 60-minute goal, gradually increase their activity in ways they enjoy. For more, talk with your pediatrician or visit HealthyChildren.org.
And let's go ahead and take a look now to all Twitter and Fox weather outlook for Thursday. Mostly sunny skies today. High temperatures a little cooler than yesterday. Highs around 74, 75. Also a little bit of wind out of the west at 6 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies. Low temperatures back down to about 53. Friday, after those clouds burn off, more sunshine again expected. High temperatures still declining around 70. And because of that, a new front moving in Friday night. Mostly clouds and rain showers expected. Low down to about 52. For the weekend, clouds and rain expected. The temperatures in the low 60s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seat, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next to you.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hello, everyone. This is Sue Stormy, the lady sitting in for Dr. Pat. We have an exciting show. We are going to be talking about angels and remedies and prosperity and excellence. I just got notice a couple of minutes ago that my newest book, Angel First Aid RX Prescription for Excellence, just went live on Amazon, on Kindle, and in paperback. I'm so excited. This is something really special. This book is phenomenal. It took months and months for me to put it together, but it's going to be, I can't say any other word but phenomenal. It's going to be helpful. It's going to be wonderful. And the purpose of this book is how to find your life's purpose and be successful. Be at your best. Be excellent. And it's all about finding your life's purpose. It's all about how you can achieve success in every aspect of your life, your career, if you have one. So just tons of enthusiasm about the RX for Success book. Okay, so we'll go back to This is the Angel Lady, and we are going to be talking about the book, but we're also going to be letting you take, we're taking calls, and Benny's going to tell you about that. Benny, why don't you jump in right now and tell them about the calls so we can get them online?
Sure, I'd love to do that. And first of all, congratulations on the release of the Excellence book. That's fantastic news.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll definitely talk about that up this next hour. And we'll also be here to take your calls. It's Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. She's here. And 800-930-2819 is the number to call in. 800-930-2819 for your free mini angel readings.
Okay, and off we go. So if you don't know anything about me, if you haven't heard me before, I'm just going to give you a little information. So I had a near-death experience when I was a child, about 18 months old, and I was wrapped in my blankets about to suffocate. And I saw flashing lights over my head, and I just had this sense of peace, and I knew I was going to be saved. And somehow or another, an angel awoken my mother and got her to realize what was going on. Long story, angel kind of floated down the stairs. My mother saw the angel and, yikes, she knew it was me. So she ran upstairs and was able to save me. And from that time on, I've had the ability to hear, see, feel, and just work with the angels. And I have been given unusual gifts. I can talk to people who have passed on. I can help people with their past lives. I can help them with their careers, their purpose. There's so many different things: healing, joy, progress in your life that the angels have been given me. And I have a constant communication with Archangel Michael. But what I'm going to do for you today is I am going to help you connect with your angels. So you can call in, and we're going to give you the three angels that were chosen for you on your life's purpose. One archangel and two guardian angels that were chosen for you. And so we can do that. And if you've already called in and gotten your angels, but you would like the three angels for someone in your family, we can do that too, and we can help you. Because if you know the three angels and you know what their life's purpose is and what your life's purpose is. Benny, let's give out the number. Let's get them started.
All right, sounds like a plan. And the number is 800-930-2819. Phone lines are open, 800-930-2819. And we do actually have our first caller already waiting. So we'll bring on Mandy, who's calling in from the Edmonds area. Hi, Mandy.
Hi. Hi, Benny. Hi, Sue. How are you?
Oh, super. All excited about my new book. You can't imagine how much time and energy that was, how many nights sleep I lost.
Oh, gosh.
When the angels drive you, they drive you. I'm sorry, we're talking over each other, but go ahead.
We are. I was just saying congratulations. That's wonderful news.
Thank you. Okay, how can we help you?
Well, I do have a question. For 16 years, I have had chronic exhaustion, and it's not being tired or fatigued. It's being so tired that I can barely walk. So I've had a lousy time of it for 16 years, and I was reading a book this morning, and it was saying a story of a man that was having severe exhaustion, and when he went to this medium, the medium told him that he was doing work in his sleep, and that was causing the severe exhaustion. And I was wondering if my angels could tell me if I'm going to night classes when I'm sleeping in the spirit world, or if I'm doing work, or what could this be?
Okay, so the answer is yes, you're doing some of that, but that's not the main reason for you. It seems like there's a portal or a drain in the back, in your lower back. And, I always have a Dr. Pat special. Why don't you call me afterward and we'll work on closing that drain. It's, my direct number is 800-323-1790. That's for your consultation. And just call me and we'll work something out to get you some energy. But I want to give you one little hint right now, because it's already coming to me from the angels. If you take both fists, and are you holding a receiver?
I am.
Yeah. Okay, so if you, when you aren't holding a receiver, take both fists and just make a fist and hold it for a little bit and then let it go. Then make another fist and hold it and let it go. And do that two or three times. That pumps up your adrenals, and that'll send some energy through.
Yeah. Oh, great. Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
You know what? Were you doing it with one hand already when we were talking?
No, but I was visualizing it.
Oh, because I was just going to say, you're better. You're better than when we started. So you're really good.
Oh.
If you can visualize it and make it work. all right, good. Well, get in touch with me. Let's get you dancing, is what the angels say. We got to get you up and out.
Okay, I like that. Thank you very much.
Do you know the names of your angels, though, Mandy? Do you know the name of them?
You gave me three angels' names a long time ago.
Okay.
If there's angels coming through, let me know who they are.
The angel of vitality is the one that Esther is the angel of vitality. That's the one.
Wonderful.
That seems in the forefront. Okay, great.
We'll get in touch with her. We'll talk to you another time.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, thanks, Mandy, for joining the show. 800-930-2819 is the number for your mini angel reading, a free one with Sue Storm, the angel lady, on the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. Again, 800-930-2819.
Okay, so let's go talking about how do you find your life's purpose. And if you are trying to identify your own life's purpose, and again, this is all in the Angel First Aid RX for Excellence book. And I guess I'm going to go back and I'm going to say why this is so important. It's important because Archangel Michael tells me that if you are doing your life's purpose, there's less bumps in the road. And so if you're not, then things get tweaked, and then this happens and that happens. So if you don't have the prosperity you're looking for, if you don't have the fulfillment and the happiness and the satisfaction you're looking for, let's get you on the right path. The goal of the angels is for you to get to your highest potential. They're here to help you. They're your support system. They're a team that is here to guide you, to support you, to advise you, and welcoming your angels into your life. In fact, right on the back of the book, I put right on the back, it says, welcome the angels into your life. It is going to make a difference. And if you already have them in your life, but you want to intensify the connection, this is the way to do it. Okay, so maybe I'll also give you my website. Maybe we'll do that. And then, Benny, is it about time for my first break? Is that coming up?
We are. Just right after that, you're welcome to give out the information first before we run off to that break.
Sure, let's do that. All right. And then we'll have to hold off on our life's purpose and how to find it, but here we go. So my website is theangellady.net, theangellady.net. And my direct line, this is only if you're looking for a consultation, to buy books, or to talk to me directly, not on the air, is 800-323-1790. And we have a Dr. Pat special, which I'll talk about after the break.
I'm Dr. Pat. Hey, are you loving Saves the Spirit Radio? Well, mark your calendar. Saves the Spirit goes live in a new time slot every Wednesday at 10 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Yeah, you heard that right. Psychic medium Jamie and Spirit Walker Nicole, 5 p.m. every Wednesday. Live readings, giveaways, oracle cards, and lots of fun. So be there. Call into the show at 1-800-930-2819 and visit ShadesOfSpirit.com. Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharge phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website pushybroadfromthebronx.com and click on the link that says recovery recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Take the power of essential oil healing to the next level with the Essential Light Insight Deck, containing 61 oracle cards. Each card holds a painting and message that captures the spirit of an essential oil. By drawing a card, you'll illuminate the spiritual healing capacity of plants and transform your day. For more information about the Essential Light Insight Deck and Gen Ripa, visit Thriveology.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. I'm sitting in for Dr. Pat today, and we have an action-packed show. We're working on finding your life's purpose, and Benny's going to give you some information how to call in so you can find out who your angels are, and then that'll give you a hint as to what your life's purpose is all about.
Yeah, would love to do that. The number is 800-930-2819 for Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. She is having a little mini reading session on the air today, and there she's here for you. So 800-930-2819.
So pick up the phone and call in, and let's get the names of your angels. And again, if there's someone in your family that you want angels for, you can ask me for a person on the air, but you can ask me for more if we do our personal consultation. And we're going to start off with a remedy called Angel Scrapbook. And what you do with Angel Scrapbook is you put one hand across your forehead, the other hand across the back of your head, and you pretend like there's a camera in your forehead, and you try and recall things that you did that were unique and different to you before the age of five. Because your life purpose was already there for you. It's an inherent, innate talent that you have that make you unique and special. And if you can get back to what you did before the age of five, a lot of people say to me, well, I can't remember back that far. But you know what? If you do this angel scrapbook where you put your hand across your forehead and the back of your head, and the camera in your forehead, and you start thinking back, you know, just ask to think back. Think about the memories of different things that have happened to you, anything you can remember, anything unique, anything different. Like an example is, well, I don't even know what an example is. Is it going to be so unique to you? Oh, I guess I can give you an example. One lady told me when she was 6 months old, she sat down at a piano and played several songs, several old-fashioned songs. So she said, how could my family not believe about PS5, and how could they not know that that was my talent? And some young people have a talent or a passion for space, a passion for being a nurse, a passion for being a teacher. So there's a lot in your passion right now that has something to do with what you are here to do. Okay. And I should also say that it's not always just one life's purpose. Like, for instance, my life's purpose is really about the angels, about teaching, about showing people how to better their lives, how to motivate people, inspire them. That's a lot of my life's purpose. But it doesn't mean your life's purpose is something that you earn, that's a career that you earn money at. It can be something that is just something that you do. Your life's purpose will be so natural to you that it won't seem hard, different, and difficult. For instance, it would be very difficult for me to sit down and play a piano. That's not my talent. But it's very easy for me to listen to the angels because that is my talent. And getting back to the part about, okay, it may not be just one thing. I'm also talented at writing books. I'm talented at ballroom dancing, although nobody's going to see me do that these days. And I'm also talented at speaking. So when I was a little girl, I used to stand up in front of my relatives and tell nursery rhymes. I was, at 4 years old, I was in a recital dancing, and they had me in front of the all the other little children there because I knew my steps, and they didn't. So I was like the teacher. They were following me. That's an inherent talent. It wasn't ballroom dancing, but it was dancing. And then also writing. Writing is another talent of mine. I've written several talks and speeches. And I have something else. I'm going to admit something else. When I was younger, Ann Landers was a big hit. She was in the newspaper, and she was a big hit. And I used to think, I want to be an Ann Landers. And what am I doing now? I'm not doing it through the newspaper. I'm doing it through the radio. But I'm an Ann Landers. I'm helping people. When they ask me questions, I answer the question. And if you're too young to know who Ann Landers is, go look her up. She was pretty special. How we doing, Benny? Anybody looking for their life's purpose?
Well, we have open lines still. 800-930-2819 is the number for Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. She's, I should say, handing out, but you are performing mini angel readings on the air with us today. 800-930-2819. And over all of the years of us doing this show, Sue, I don't think I ever knew you were a ballroom dancer.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Thank
so
you.
Now we will consider maybe you like the broadcasting ballroom dancer of Ann Landers.
What else can I say?
Yeah.
At one point, you could get a session with a professional, an international professional, and you could take a session with him. I mean, I would do the man because and I did that, and at some point, my teacher and I were dancing together, and he was watching, and he clapped for me.
Aww.
I just couldn't believe it. Yeah, I've loved dancing since I was little. I also took ballet from a prima ballerina. So, and now, Benny, I'm shut in. Now, I do a lot of sitting these days. What can I say?
Well, if you've been working on your legs for that long, I mean, a break yeah, could be well-deserved, but, I mean, I would think you'd have maybe time to still keep it. It's like riding a bike, right? You never forget. Right,
no,
exactly.
And it's the rhythm. Rhythm is so important to everybody,
sure,
not just me. Music, rhythm, you know, and dance. Dance is a Native American dance. You know, dance is a part of every culture. And so I think it's part of my life purpose.
Yeah, that is very true and very cool. Very cool and interesting to know that about you, a little tidbit. And maybe you can help someone on the air with their possible talent. And we'd love to have you on with Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, 800-930-2819. We'd love to have you.
Okay. So now, since we were talking about that, I am going to give you the name of the angel that works with athletes and works with dancers, and that is Patrick. Patrick is the angel that works with young athletes and professional athletes and including people who are dancers. So we are excited about that. And I'm also maybe going to give you a couple more angels. I do this every time, so I'm going to give you a couple more angels. Jeremiah is the angel of financial security. And Bradley is one you probably never heard. B-R-A-D-L-Y. Bradley is the angel of your life's purpose. So if that's where you're looking and that's what you want to do, Bradley is the one to do it. Okay, so we talked about the angel scrapbook, trying to figure out what you did. But here are some additional clues to your life's purpose. Okay, and if you have something to write with, write these down. What do you love to do? Because there's a passion within you that deals with your life's purpose. What makes you special? Why are you unique and special? And this is not an ego thing. This is not I'm better than someone else special. This is about what is unique to you. I'm going to give you another little example. When my daughter was 4 years old, well, I should tell you this. My daughter asked me to teach her to read when she was two, and she was reading Dr. Seuss books when she was 2.5. And when she was 4, she had asked me to teach her to write, and she was actually writing and illustrating children's workbooks. Listen to this, Benny. This is amazing. When she was 4.
Wow.
Yeah. And she loved, so she took the basement of the house, and she made it a library. And she would loan out books to her friends. And she and I were talking about this today. It's so funny. She thought the nickels that you paid back then when books were overdue were how they paid the librarian.
Oh, that's cute.
Well, now she's a librarian. But you see how her talent showed up young, like my talent showed up young? Now she's a librarian. And I was teasing her today about there's a lot of nickels going to have to pay you. But she's happy. She does research for people. And all right, so we're going to get back to what makes you special. What makes you unique? Why are you different? And what's important to you? Is environment important to you? Is health important to you? Is communication important to you? Is love important to you? What's important to you? And then, what jobs are easy to do? Again, your life's purpose is something that's easy for you. So when you think about what's easy for me, see if that can't help. Do we have anybody yet, or are we going to keep going?
Well, actually, we are at our bottom of the hour break. So yeah, let's go ahead and take that, and we'll bring on Deborah from Tulalip after the break. I think we'll just give us a little more time with her. So now also the lines are open as well, 800-930-2819 for Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, who's doling out, I should say, free mini readings on the air for the Dr. Pat Show. So we'll be right back with more from Sue.
I just want to tell you all the things you are and all the things you mean to me.
Mind to Heart with me, Craig Richardson, carves a pathway from your mind to your heart to activate that innate compass to overcome whatever life sends your way. As an intuitive life coach, I am ready to guide you to an amazing life. Tune in live every second and fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about me, visit CraigERichardson.com.
Are you feeling the complexity of life? Do you feel that urge to step into something greater? Tune in to Nailed It Radio. Find your simplicity within your complexity with me, life coach Carrie Nail. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover what it means to use your full power to be the best version of yourself. Imagine stepping into the energy of saying yes to yourself and knowing you've nailed it. For more information about me, visit CarrieNail.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kiefer as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss, every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia, and I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
In a roundabout of dysfunction, stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford-Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dreams that set your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your guest. So live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We are doing the Dr. Pat Show, and we're talking about your life's purpose. What are you here to do? And if you know your life's purpose and you're doing your life's purpose, then your life is more complete. You're more fulfilled. You get more joy out of life. Okay, but we have a caller, so we're going to see what's going on.
Yes, we'll take Deborah, who's calling in from the Tulalip area. Hi, Deborah.
Hi.
Hi. What can we do to help you?
Hey, congratulations on your latest book.
Yeah, I'm so excited. It's just,
yeah.
There was something about this book that was different from all the others. It was just like I was being pushed into doing it, and the information flowing through, and it's just, I'm excited about it.
I'm going to help you get that.
It's actually my fifth book, but I'm most excited about this one.
Oh, I've seen others, but, oh, yeah. Now, what is this one, the RX?
Yes, they're all RX. They're all Angel First Aid, RX4, with the exception of the hardcover, and the hardcover from Barnes & Noble was Angel First Aid Remedies 4.
Okay, that's the one I saw, because I don't do online at all. Is this one... Oh, I'm probably going to have to go online to get this book. All right.
Or you know what? You can email me, and I'll give you my direct email, SueStorm@earthlink.net. Anybody listening?
Okay.
SueStorm
at earthlink.net. That gets directly to me. And I can send you like a chapter or something from the book.
Oh, you know, see it. I'll have to ask my daughter. She works for Amazon. I'll go, please, honey.
I would, too, if I were you.
Let me tell you how the cover came about. I always like original original art on my cover. I was trying to figure out what to do, and I heard the name of one of the ladies who I've been working with for a long time, who's an artist, but she only does abstracts. She doesn't do figures or she doesn't do landscapes. She doesn't do anything like that. She just does abstracts. But I heard her name, and I called her, and she said, oh, I was just thinking about you this morning. I just finished a painting with an angel. And sure enough, that's the painting I have on my cover, an original art.
Oh, I can hardly wait to see it. Oh, how awesome was that?
Yeah, and her angels told her to call me. My angels told me to call her, so there we go.
Oh, I love that. Well, you know, just like today, I wasn't planning on going anywhere. I was going to, of course, get stuff done around the house. And then I went, sometimes I just get that whim, you know, where, oh, just go out and have fun. I had no idea what I was going to do. And, of course, I always have this station on my radio. And there you were, and I thought, oh, now, see, that's perfect.
Your angels want to guide you. You know, they have a message.
I know. You know what? I'm glad.
Yeah, they have a message for you, actually. You know what the message is? You can clean the house anytime. Listening to us is more important. But they're really saying you're someone with a really big heart. You care, you know, you observe, and you have a really big heart. And they just want you to know that they acknowledge that, and they want to help you in any way possible.
Oh, sweet. That is so sweet. You know, and I mean, it's so true. I've been, like when you say, I mean, I can remember ever since I was little. And I was not raised in a religious family, but I can remember my own self saying to me, what's my mission? I don't even know where I got that word. And it was always that, you know. At first I thought, oh, I'm going to be a nun. And then I went on, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so I think pretty much my whole life I've been on task. I mean, I taking care of my first family I was born into, and then I had my own kids, and then I had another son later, took care of my parents. So I've been doing that my whole life. Well, now I'm 70, and I did hair. And I worked on the elderly's hair at the end of my stint with doing hair. And then, my job got cut off. I had a salon, but whatever. Anyway, so the last 4 or 5 years I've been recuperating because my little girl was born at 4 years old, had type 1 diabetes. So all those years of blood tests, shots, I was scared to death because diabetes, for a child who doesn't know what an insulin reaction feels like.
Let me interrupt you for a minute. What do you feel of the things that you were doing was your inherent God-given talents and gifts? I'll tell you what I think. Should I go with what I think first? Okay.
Yes, please.
Okay. It was what I was saying. It was the caring. If you're doing hair or if you're taking care of the elderly in some way or other or anyone, you know, it was the caring. It was that big heart. It was that the guidance that you get, that you impart on others. That's been your life purpose. You did well at it.
So. Oh, that's sweet.
Okay. All right. Have I ever given you your angel names?
Yes. You have.
Okay. Okay. Well, let me see if
they've added any.
I'm going to give you the angel that's with you right now. Actually, where did you hear this one? Jeremiah, the angel of financial security, just popped up. Woo. All right.
Oh,
you're going to be happy you called in.
Oh,
Okay. You take Jeremiah and you guys go somewhere and have a talk. How's that?
Okay, great. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, bye. Deborah, for joining the show, 800-930-2819, 930-2819. I'll get it out. 800-930-2819. There we go.
Are you complete?
I am completed. Yes, thank you.
All right. We're going back to your life purpose. All right. So, it doesn't have to be... Excuse me, what you did before the age of five. There can also be other clues along the way. But if you want an assignment from your angels today and you're listening or listening afterwards or the archives or something, go and make like a little list. What's unique and different to me? What is my inherent gift? And what is important? And this is going to make a difference. This is going to make a difference in your life. And then I'm going to also talk to you about my Dr. Pat special. First of all, my website is theangellady.net, theangellady.net. If you want a consultation with the angels, if you want to talk to me, get direction and guidance, it's 800-323-1790. And this is just about you keeping track of what is important to you, what's easy for you. And I can't stress it enough. I probably said it three times today, but I can't stress it enough. Keep track of what's important to you. And then also, if you have grandchildren or if you have children that are young, watch them. See what they do. See what they excel at, even if it's something silly. Like my brother, when he was in fifth grade, was making rocket ships. You know, that's unique. And dealing with crystals and different things like that. I don't think it was communication, some kind of a crystal. What is that they used to use, Benny? It was like it was like crystals, but you could communicate with it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I'm drawing a blank.
Okay. Well, you're too young. Anyway. Okay.
I mean, other than cupping the string, but that's not right.
No. Oh, I think it was just called a crystal radio.
Oh, okay.
I think it just ran on a crystal.
Huh.
Yeah, you might go look that one up too, whoever's listening, and see what I'm talking about. Then you can contact me and let me know what I'm talking about.
What it was?
About.
Yeah, we'd love to hear.
Okay. All right. So how much time do we have till the next break, and I will figure out what I'm going to do here?
All right. Well, actually, we are right there at that break. It's a perfect time to take a small pause here. You are listening to the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, is filling in for Dr. Pat today on the Dr. Pat Show. We'd love to have you on the air. You have a mini angel reading with Sue. Now's the time. You can do that. 800-930-2819. And we'll be right back with more from Sue Storm.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death from debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Kay.
Hurricane Max, and I'd love to tell you about the latest technology of the Velara company. I've been using the Velara company equipment, the air machine, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on that, you go to HurricaneMax.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Has your kindness been used against you? Are you ready to clear the confusion and reconnect with your power? Then it's time to become toxic person proof. Join toxic relationship specialist Sarah K. Ramsey as she gives you the secrets to rebuilding and rebranding your life after a toxic person encounter. It's time to get past the past, get real about the present, and get serious about your future. For more information, visit sarahkramsey.com.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into the Energy Paradigm each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com with Dr. Vic. The Energy Paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit TheEnergyParadigm.com.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to the Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit NancyLandrum.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, and we are talking about your life's purpose. We're talking about angels. We're talking about, we're doing mini readings. We are answering questions. We're giving out your angel name. And I want to give a little information on me, and then we have a caller. So if you want to contact me, it's theangellady.net is my website. SueStorm at earthlink.net is my personal email, and I'm giving it to you. And the 800 number for reaching me for consultation to talk to me or to get copies of the books that are not on Amazon, most of them are on Amazon, is 800-323-1790. 800-323-1790. So I'm excited to talk to our caller. Who do we have?
Yeah, we'll bring on Noreen, who's calling in from the Edmonds area. Hi, Noreen.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
You know, I'll tell you what your angels are saying. They're saying you're bright, you're smart, you're clear, and they have a great connection with you.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
It feels like you've known your angel since you were little, like I have, too.
Yeah, I talk to them all the time.
Good.
And I thank them all the time.
What can we help you with?
I have a daughter who is suffering from PTSD and would like to know if there's a specific angel that I can call on to or tell her to call on to help her through. She's going through a real stressful time right now to help her through this.
Okay, so can I have an approximate age of your daughter that would...
She's 43.
Okay, all right. So the first one is Peter, the angel of good health. And then Solomon is the angel of safety, emotional security and safety. I think she needs that safety.
Yes.
Yeah. And then, let's see, there's another one. Oh, actually, Gabriel is an archangel for communication.
Okay.
And so she can, you know, talk about what's going on, communication. And then here's what you do. Do you have something to write with?
I do.
If you do, write this down. angel send blessings to the situation with, and I name your daughter, healing completely and with ease. Angel send blessings to the situation with, and I name her name, healing completely and with ease. Got that?
Okay. I got it.
Okay. So what that does is that sends magical miracles her way. That's the angels getting permission to go ahead and heal her and help her. And it works. If nothing else works, that'll work.
Okay.
Okay, good. All right.
Wonderful.
Okay. Did you want your angels or her angels?
You've given me my angels, but yes, I'd love her angels.
Okay, so Gabriel is her archangel, and then she has Bettina, B-E-T-T-I-N-A, who's the angel of creativity, and Sarah, who's the angel of harmony. And
Sarah,
S-A-R-A-H, and she needs harmony in her life as well.
Yes.
And you need some peace as well.
So
William is the angel of peace. But mostly who's watching over you? There's someone watching over you. Oh, Katrina, the angel of prosperity, is watching over you. That's great.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Okay. And if you wanted to do a session, I was just about to talk about my Dr. Pat special. So I'm going to say, send you off, and I'm going to talk about it. And maybe we can talk, one-on-one, and I can help your daughter. How's that?
Okay, that would be wonderful. Yeah, okay.
Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, thanks very much, Noreen, for calling in from the Edmonds area. And also, Sue, we do have a little bit more time left in the show for maybe two more callers. Well, I'll put the number out there for anyone who wants to join us. Yep, before we end the show for today, 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819.
Okay, so the Dr. Pat special is this is the one that everybody seems to like. It's you pay for one half hour, which is a session with me, and you get the second one at no charge. So you pay for the two at once, you pay for the one half hour, and then you get the second one at no charge. And it's going to be an experience. Working with the angels, it changes you. You will feel lighter, happier. And the thing that I always say is that confusion causes craziness. And so if you're trying to make a decision, if you have a decision to make, if you're, in fact, we deal with that in the new book, the book on excellence, how to make a decision. And if you are have something you need to talk to someone about or just get an answer because it's running over in your mind, then call the 800-323-1790, and or you can email me, SueStorm@earthlink.net, and let's get you talking to your angels and getting some advice. Their advice is so good. I don't know how I would live without them. I mean, they're such a part of my life. I just really don't know what it would be to not have them.
Sounds like they're part of everyone's lives more than they know.
I think so, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think so, too. And I don't know if you know this. One time, a second grade class, the teacher took them on a field trip and brought them to visit the angel lady. Did I ever tell you this one, Benny?
I don't believe so.
Oh, yeah. So they came over and to my house, and I have at least 500 angels. I have statues everywhere. You can walk through the house, but there's a lot of statues. And anyway, they were sitting on the couches, and I said to them, okay, so who has seen or heard an angel? And everyone raised their hand. All these second graders raised their hand. So I asked each one of them to tell me what they saw, what it looked like, what they heard, and every one of them was right. So I believe from the time we're young, we all have angels. They're all with us, and we just don't understand. And an angel message, this is important. It comes through with a good feeling. So there's a warm feeling.
Like sometimes you'll just get something and think, like an aha or a little direction that you wouldn't have thought of. Something just kind of comes out of nowhere and gives you a hint or a clue or tells you how to do something better than you were doing it before. And that's an angel message.
That's pretty impressive that all the kids knew and had the similar actions.
Yeah.
I mean, for all around. And you have 500 angels?
Can I tell you I'm easy to buy for? For my birthday, for holiday.
You like receiving gifts. You're like a gift. You like gifts.
Yeah, I like gifts, but I also like angels. I have them outside on my front porch. I have them inside. I have them all over in every room. You know, but also they inspire me. There's no angel statue that isn't uplifting, that isn't, you know, just doesn't make you feel good. So, and I'll tell you another little story. There was a young girl whose mother was talking to me, doing sessions with me, regular sessions actually. And the little girl was 8 years old, and she was going through some hard times with school and COVID and being shut in and not being able to do her athletic activities and things like that. And I said to her mom, buy her an angel. So she let her go online and pick out the angel. You know, mom went online and let her pick out an angel, and she picked out one, and then it was delivered, and they sent me a picture of her with her angel, and they put it in her bedroom. So I think that's a good thing to do for a child, get them used to being with their happy angels.
Yeah, I think so, too. And to say, if you're going to be outdoor, you know, they have, what is it, the lawn gnomes?
Yeah.
No, they should be like the lawn angels, the, you know, the garden angels. And that'd be perfect as well.
I have them everywhere.
Yeah.
Believe me, there's no place that an angel can go that I haven't thought of. There's one hanging on my my rearview mirror in the car.
It's perfect. Wait, we have, I didn't want to interrupt you, though, too. We have about a minute left in the show. How about we give out your information about your latest book that's just hitting the stores, or I should say Amazon, too, and how to get in contact with you after the show.
Oh, that's perfect. Okay. So the book that I am so excited about that the angels wrote, and they just channeled right through me. And I do have to say, I dedicated it to my daughter because we were talking earlier about her. She's been into books since she was little, and she also helped me. She helped me. She was my editor. She added information. If my angel stories needed to be beefed up a little bit because I didn't tell them just right, she helped me out. So, in any event, so the book is called Angel First Aid for Excellence, Prescription for Excellence. And basically, it's about finding your life purpose and being excellent. Now, as of today, just a few minutes before we went on air, it went live on Amazon. So I haven't had a chance to go check, but if you go to Amazon.com and you look up Angel First Aid, Rx for Excellence, it should be there in paperback and in Kindle. And I'm very excited about that. To reach me, it's theangellady.net is the website, 800-323-1790.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
Happy Thursday. Eric Reiner here with you on KKNW.